on my daddy's side, they're buried there. Now, I was born just this side of that cemetery, right? Just this side of that cemetery in hollering distance. I'll see in a quarter of a mile. That's where I was born, right there.
Does black people that live around here, do they have any kind of special words, you know, that they use for burials and cemeteries and
stuff? Well, yeah, but they had a different way. You had to understand when colored people talk. They talk so much different. You had to understand their way of talking, because they'd say one thing and mean something else. And I can't recall, but I could understand them because I was raised around them. I've been around them all my life. I've been around colored people all my life. I've been worked with them and worked in the farm with them and all. And but they'd have different saying, and they was awful, the older bunch of the colored people, they were superstitious. They was awful superstitious. So like, anything like walking under a ladder or a black cat running across the road in front of you, they'd turn around and go back. They wouldn't go there. A black cat comes across the road, they wouldn't go that way. And they wouldn't go around the cemetery, not at night, not back them days. You couldn't get him to go around there. Do anything in the world for you, but he ain't going around the cemetery for you.
Did they, there's one where one of the colored men that works for my father just told me that his son died, and he said they buried him in a pinto. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
A pinto?
I just said, oh, you know, I didn't know what to say because I didn't know what he meant.
I don't either. No, unless it was some kind of a burial robe or something that they had put him in, I wouldn't know.
I didn't know if it was an Andy Dad, right. Or, you know, what they buried.
Yeah, the word pinto don't mean anything to me. Only a horse. Now we always had a horse we called a pinto. It was he's white and black or white and red.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And that's a pinto horse. Yeah. But I don't get it.
When y'all lived on the farm and had horses, how did you keep them going? Did you name them?
Well, you take when you work your team. Now we was always taught where you start teaching them. A kid, a boy, because when I was coming along, you taught a boy how to work on the farm. That was because that was what he was being raised for. And just as quick as he got out of school, or before he got out of school, when we went to school, while we come home in the afternoon, we'd say 3 o'clock, or we came home and we changed our clothes. That's the first thing we did when we hit the house. We changed our clothes. And then we went and got us a biscuit or a sweet potato, and we eat that. And then we went out there in the field, and our work was laid out for us. Say, okay, you hitch up that certain mule or a horse, and I want you to bust these middles out here and scratch this out. Or we're gonna set while we done our setting the plants by hand, and all with old trowels. And that's the way you taught the boy to take care of his team, because that was just like a piece of machinery, your mule or your horse. That's like a piece of machinery. All right, you worked that horse, and you worked him hard. You didn't fool around. You worked him